gotta get mine.
Oppression. We answer the questions like how do we get out this low estate? We let the script prophesy, we bring in the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you precept upon precept, line upon line. The script say we're the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and natives.
Power, power, it's the what? Power, power, it's the who? Power, power, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we hear you. You hear me? Shalom, happy Sabbath. Welcome to the Power Hour Sabbath edition. Native Latin and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Soldier Tobias.
It's Soldier Eric.
All praises to the Most High God. I've got two Judites reading for me today.
That's right.
Had two Judites reading for me on Wednesday, in case y'all were wondering.
That's right.
Gotta look at the man in the mirror. We're a speckled bird.
Right.
As some people may be saying, right? I don't say that about me.
Right.
All right. It's funny, right? Because in New York City, I'm a nigga.
Oh, I bet.
In New York City. They already know. Mm-hmm. There's people from other states and stuff like that.
Right.
You know, they like right out the bat. Because it's a spiritual thing. You already know. You know who your peeps are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. It's dead up. That's how it is in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
They already know. Because I said the story before. When I was growing up, man, there was black, white, and Puerto Rican.
That's it.
Yeah. You were Dominican, you were Puerto Rican.
Right.
Cuban, Puerto Rican. Mexican, you were Puerto Rican.
Right.
Nobody claimed anything else. Part of it was because they were probably here illegally. So they were just like, yeah, Puerto Rican. Well, illegally, according to Esau. Right? Cause this is our land.
Right.
The whole world is ours, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
And the universe, too.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it out.
It's a lyric from the Northern Kingdom album coming out here soon.
How soon is it coming out?
Soon.
Oh, praise.
Very soon. Very soon. Lord willing. Lord willing, life lasts, man. These crazy times we're in. Mm-hmm. Can you go back to the... So, again, I used this on Wednesday. For those of you that are watching today and did not watch on Wednesday's show... I mentioned the title is The Invention of the Negro and what did I put it? Title of Caucasian People. A million and one things going in my mind. Is that correct there, producer?
Yes, sir. The Truth Shall Make You Free, The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian People,
the
part two.
The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian. This is part two, so I highly, highly recommend. I mean, we did pretty good. We got... combined with Facebook and everything, almost 2,000 views in just one day.
All praises.
So I pray the message goes out.
Right.
I pray the message goes out. All right. It was a lot of heavy stuff we went over in there. And this is the short version, so I got to speed through this, so be quick. All right. And be ready to take a lot of copious notes. But then again, you can also watch the replay. So I like to hear things, and then I like to go back and then take notes. Mm-hmm. That's the way I've always done things. All right. So that's your method. That's your method. Maybe a good method for this, but... pay attention to what's going on, all right? It will be a replay. To our first-timers, welcome. Welcome, welcome, all right? And to our loyal viewers that have been watching consistently, thank you. Please continue to, round of applause. All right, please continue to share, comment, and like, all right? Share, comment, and like. Share, comment, and like, all right? A lot of information that's coming out. People still get this. This may be old information for you, but we still, it ain't about, see, when I do these, I do it to edify those that are repenting, but I do it more so to edify those that are still don't know their true nationality, because at least those who are repenting, they have a basis of it.
Right.
You have a foundation, all right? And all praises to the Most High God through the internet and, you know, our leaders from Bishop Nathaniel, all the bishops on down. We put out so much content out there that you can get a lot of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Y'all are very fortunate. YouTube wasn't out when I came in the truth, at least not at the level that it's at today. Definitely, it wasn't out. We were using Skype. We would have used probably YouTube with bad connection. Y'all are privy to a whole wealth of information today.
Right.
Take advantage of it, man. Take advantage of it. All right. So all praises. This is part two. All right. The truth shall make you free. Matter of fact, give me that real quick, John 8:32. Hold where you at, but give me John 8:32.
Yes, sir.
All right. Bishop Nathaniel, years ago, he had a series called The Truth Shall Make You Free. And I always loved that scripture even beforehand, but I didn't even understand what it was until I came into this truth. And Bishop Nathaniel always used to read it before the show. And I always loved that because that's one of my favorite scriptures, you know. And in my early years in camp, I used to bring it out before I would start teaching. So all praises.
The book of St. John, chapter 8 and verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
All right, this is Christ speaking, and he said the truth shall make. Remember, back then, it was the Roman time. So even then, he was speaking in parables. Even in this verse right here, he's speaking in a parable. Right? Because is that it on that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all he says there in that verse. You shall know the truth. Why did he have to say that? Well, it's the same time today. Remember, the same spirits that were there during the Roman captivity are back today.
Right.
We're here today. So we're bringing the same message that Christ brought out, all right, in the Bible and verbally, all right, by our teachings. We're bringing out the truth. And unless you know that you are not a Black, Hispanic, or Native American, you can't be saved contrary to what you were taught and what you're still taught. Why? Why? Well, first and foremost, the Bible's only for the Israelites, which that's who you are, right? And secondly, and just as importantly, okay, 1 Kings 8, all right, 46 through 49 says, first you got to bethink yourself. It talks about the steps of repentance, of coming back to your true nationality.
Right.
There's no, plus in Revelations, all right, there's no gate that says Mexican, African-American, Jamaican, Puerto Rican, Cuban. It says the gates are there of the 12 tribes.
That's right.
So how are you going to get in one of them gates? Oh, but I was always a Mexican. Nope, because, and the other reason is, if you're living your life as a Mexican, Puerto Rican, African-American, Jamaican, you're not living the truth.
Right.
That's right.
Why I say that so boldly? Because you're not following the law, statutes, and commandments. Because the only way get salvation is by following the law, statutes, and commandments in the faith of Christ.
Right.
Some of you don't even believe in Christ. See? See how it all folds in? So I'm backing up my statements.
Right.
All right? So the truth shall make you free. And that's what all these radio shows are all about and the videos that IUSC puts up. So no matter how many times a snake sheds its skin, it will always be a snake. Ain't that the doggone truth?
Absolutely.
Okay? I didn't own a snake, but I was many, many years ago, okay, was with someone whose son had a snake. And it was wild how that whole process works, man. And then it stays there like crazy, man. It's crazy. But it was still a snake.
Right.
After I saw it shed, I went to sleep. I woke up. I looked at the tank. Oh, snap. Snake. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. So I like this adage right here. Remember that before allowing people back into your life. So I'm going to use that with this whole series, because this is a series. This is part two of Lord Willing Many. All right. Just because you'll see Esau or our enemies say that they were an invention. On Wednesday show, I posted a video of Edomite going over a presentation about that the white, in quotations, people were an invention.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned how the reason why they were an invention, according to the presentation, is because, number one, their biblical name is Esau, right? And they were not called white as a nationality. They were called white as a political slavery tactic. Okay, and we went over that. You got to see where. I'm not going to go back. I'm just giving y'all a brief overview of Wednesday's show. Go back and it'll all make sense with today's show.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so just remember that. All right. But the scripture does say that their tongue shall lie in them, basically will reveal them. All right. But now let's go to 2 Thessalonians, where I told you to go. All right. Because, again, the truth shall make you free, man. And this is some of the truths that we bring out and I'm bringing out in this series. Go ahead.
This is the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2 and verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means.
Uh-huh.
For that day shall not come except there be a falling away first.
That's us going into captivity. Go ahead.
And that man of sin be revealed.
And that man of sin had to be revealed. That man of sin, not that devil. We already know that Satan is evil. All right. But this particular man worships Satan. Satan is their God. You read that back in Genesis 3. Okay. In Genesis 4. Go ahead.
The son of perdition.
The son of perdition. The son of hell. All right. So they're telling on themselves, but we bring it out according to the Bible and correlate it, all right, and cross-reference it, right? Not correlate it, cross-reference it with other geographical, historical proof, all right, archaeological proof, all right? So let's go to where I told you to go, Psalms 50. We're going to start at 16, all right, because understand something, all right? The Bible has nothing to do with the Caucasian men and women or the other nations.
That's right.
At least not the perspective of salvation. Okay? They're mentioned in there as they were put over us, right, because of our iniquity, because of our rebelliousness, not wanting to follow us, not just the commandments, to the Most High could prove to us that they're all base, and I'm going to put them over you because y'all disrespectful. Okay? And also to let them know their fate too.
Right.
And let us know what their fate is, which is they're going to be our servants, according to the Holy Bible.
That's right.
According to the Holy Bible. So go ahead.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50 and verse 16. But unto the wicked, God saith.
The wicked, according to Malachi 1 and 4, is the Caucasians, the Edomites. Go ahead.
What hast thou to do to declare my statutes?
So we had a caller call the other day on Wednesday show stating that he can prove, right? And it was an Edomite caller. We kind of pretty much confirmed that. That he can prove. What was it that he said, producer? You remember what he said.
Zechariah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said...
Zechariah was his name. He wasn't quoting
no,
scripture.
No, right. I don't believe that was his name.
Well, that's what he claimed. Right?
He said, Zechariah.
Right. They could hear you, right, on the radio show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He says Zechariah, and then he wanted to say, I believe, and I have more Europeans have more connection and descendants of Israel than the black Hebrews.
Right, you're breaking up. All right, so he said that he could prove that the Europeans have more connection to the Israelites than the blacks. That was basically paraphrasing his statement. All right, so let's read this again in case he is listening. Oh, and to all our enemies, okay, as we always say and as we say on all the headquarters show and everything, hey, hello. You don't get a shalom.
Right.
Say hello. Okay, and thank you. You're helping our algorithm and our viewership. All right, so we appreciate you. All right, go ahead.
The book of Psalms, chapter 50 and verse 16. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes?
All right, what hast thou to do to declare my Most High God is telling you, listen, you fake, phony, Caucasian male and female pastors, what hast thou to do with my statutes, which they don't even teach in church? They don't teach commandment one because you got grace and you're washed in the blood of Jesus, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth.
How should you go ahead and claim that you're the Jews?
Right.
And say that everything's for you and that you're God's chosen. That's what the Most High God's saying here. How can you go ahead and say that, Zachary? Go ahead.
You want verse 17?
Yeah, go ahead.
Seeing thou hatest instruction.
At the end of the day, a snake, even though it sheds its skin, it's still a snake.
Right.
They're using this Bible and used it to manipulate us, and they hate instruction themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They even hate themselves. They can't get out their own dog. There's this video. I don't know. I'm kind of hooked on it. Kind of gross, but I'm kind of hooked on it. I don't know why. So there's a guy. He posts videos on frogs, bullfrogs, eating all different types of things. He'll eat a lizard. He'll eat another frog. Scorpions, bats, snakes. Yes. Yeah. I think it's called Frog Time, his channel. I'm giving him a, I don't know, he probably some freaking weirdo eating mic. But anyway, that's why I know it showed up on my freaking thing one day, and I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting. Because it showed up as a frog eating another frog. I was like, the hell is this? I thought frogs had respect for each other. Like there was a, you didn't cross that line. I didn't even know frogs ate. Hey, those of you who ever ate frog legs, oof, your system's jacked because you are what you eat, right?
Right.
That's why one of the reasons, again, first and foremost, because it's a commandment, but you shouldn't eat shrimp and lobster and all that stuff because they're the roaches of the sea.
Right.
Bottom feeders.
Right. Bottom feeders. And they eat so fast at all, but they're high in protein. Ew.
Hey, Cap.
Yeah.
Zerubal said it tastes like chicken.
Everything tastes like chicken.
Bruh.
Bro, it's crazy. So a frog eats other frogs. I thought they have laws that you don't do stuff like that.
Thou shalt not eat another frog.
I don't know, man. I just thought that didn't happen, but he ate another frog.
I thought that all they ate was insects.
Yeah. Right. Nah, man. Wow. They eat everything.
Wow.
Dude, everything. Snakes. Swallow a whole snake. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Anyway, I digress. So they hate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Every major war was them fighting themselves.
Mm-hmm. Capitol building.
Right. Hey, that's case in point right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, go ahead.
Seeing thou hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee.
They cast that. They'll talk about the Bible. They'll say you're washed in the blood of Jesus. They say that you got great Christ died for your sin. Right?
Right.
But it put the words behind them because they know it ain't for them. But they're going to get paid. Right?
Right.
All for this.
That's what it's about.
They have destroyed. There's plenty of scriptures for filthy lucre. There's plenty of scriptures that talk about that. But I bet your pastors won't go over that. Ask them, what does it mean that pastors are teaching for filthy lucre? I'm paraphrasing. Ask them. They're going to tell you this. Have faith, my son. The old go-to answer.
Right.
That's sealed.
Yeah, that's sealed. Yeah, it's sealed, all right. It's sealed in the envelope that you get. Those envelopes are sealed with all that money you get. Your bank account is sealed because electronically they're getting stuff too, right?
Right.
PayPal and everything.
Okay. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him and has been partaker with adulterers.
All right, because that's what they are. They're thieves going in people's lands, taking all their riches, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking all their spoils, man, right? Come on, man. All right. It says thou contendest with them. When you saw a thief, why they contenders with them? Because they're a thief. Every beast lover of his kind, the scripture says, right?
Right.
A thief lover of a thief. But they're a different type of thief. Because like Obadiah says, even a thief will leave some behind.
Right.
Not these dudes. Not Esau. All right? Go ahead. And they partake with adulterers, man. Basically with sin, with fornication. Okay? With the mark. All right? Which is sin. Go ahead.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil. And thy tongue frameth deceit.
And thy tongue frameth deceit. All right, so I'm going to stop right there. So much more I could go into this. So now pull up the picture of the map. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to go over because there's more of that presentation. It's a two-hour-long presentation. And I'm going through it still, and I'm taking bits and pieces of where to cut it to start. So we may get to he's done this presentation in different locations, by the way. So the one I showed Wednesday was in one location. The one I want to focus on that's 2 hours long was in a different location. Okay. So I want y'all to study, look at this image here. Okay. And it says the world as known to the Hebrews according to the Mosaic account. So what you're seeing here is how the world looked after the flood. This is what you're seeing here, and it's very important that you focus. I need y'all to really focus on who owned what. So you had Japheth, all right, and we're going to go into that. We're going to go into scripturally. It's not going to be today. You're going to have to tune into this series, all right, because I'm coming hard in 1 hour. All I got is an hour, all right, so I got to come hard, all right. You're going to see who everyone is according to scriptures. And who they are today, all right? Based on, this is what I'm saying, focus on this map here. You're going to see Esau is deceitful, all right? This is an old-time map. So Japheth is in the northern part of the Eastern Hemisphere. Because remember, all life started in the Eastern Hemisphere.
Right.
Okay. Our forefathers knew of the Western Hemisphere, right, starting with Solomon, et cetera. We've gone over that. Deacon Adonai's gone over that, right? Because the Most High revealed that to certain individuals, mm-hmm. all right, of the Israelites. But this is where life started. Okay. And after the flood, these were the only three men besides Noah and his wife and their wives that survived the flood, right?
Right.
So that means what? That all the tribes, all the nations were created in the book of Genesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right? He started with Adam and Eve and the other Adam. We know that, meaning the other nations. They also referred to as trees. Genesis is one big parable, okay? Referred to as trees. That's why when they went, they hid amongst the trees, Adam and Eve, against the other nations. Okay, but that's for another class. That's for another class. Zachary. Anyway, there was evil upon the earth, right? And the flood came, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he only chose eight people. Noah, his wife. Noah's three sons and their wives. And then they repopulated the earth as a man and a woman is supposed to do.
That's right.
Right?
Through seed.
Through seed, which, according to Numbers 1 and 18, identifies what your true nationality is, the seed of your father, right?
Right.
Maybe some new people here, right? If I plant the apple seed in Japan, what kind of tree is that seed?
The apple.
But it's in Japan.
It's still an apple.
Is that an apple.
A Japanese apple tree? Or
still an apple.
Yeah, right.
It might be a Japanese.
No matter where I plant an apple seed, it's going to grow an apple tree.
Yes. Right.
All right, so Esau, stop. Stop listening to your oppressors, man. That's why scripture says in Proverbs, envy not the oppressors. Okay, they ain't gods. Far from it. Okay, we're gods, as it says in Psalms 82.
That's right.
All right, you blacks, Hispanic, Native Americans, who are the Israelites, the Jews the Bible speaks of. All right, so we have Japheth, all right, in the northern part of the Eastern Hemisphere. Then Shem got, look where Shem got, okay, that whole area there, where today it's falsely called the Middle East. But like Bishop Yawazov brought out, I think it was last week. That's hysterical. And where's the Middle West?
Right.
Where's the Northeast? Right. You know what I'm saying? I tell you, it's all deceit. We just read that. They're deceitful.
Right.
All right? And then you have Ham, okay, in that area there. All right, so this is an old-time map. All right, so just store that in your brains. All right, we're going to get into that real quick. So I also mentioned on Wednesday's show, some of y'all probably caught it, some of y'all didn't, that the fake Jews who are Ashkenazi,
mm-hmm.
okay, 80% are Ashkenazi, I think 20% are Sephardic. But those Sephardic, in just my opinion, some of them are our people because they're Sephardic because they were in Spain. And we know that we were in Spain during the medieval times and the Spanish Inquisition and everything. And the ones that they were killing was us. We've been going over that almost every week, okay, on our history. So, but 80%, basically they're European, they're Edomites, all right? So let's go to the family tree of the Edomite, Herod, who a lot of people falsely believe that he was a Jew, but he was not a Jew, not by seed anyway, all right? Okay, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The invention of the Negro and Caucasian people. And I put Negro there. Everything's in quotation marks because, number one, they're not a biblical name. We are not Negroes. Okay, but that was an invention. Bishop Yawasar brings that out a lot. The Negro was invented in America. Okay, and you're going to see as this series goes along, you're going to see, or I'm going to come with all the heavy power, prove all that and wake y'all up. And the Caucasian man was also invented, okay? The white man was invented, okay? Because their biblical name, our true names, are what the Bible says.
Right.
There's 18 nations and 18 nations only. We're going to go through that in the series. I got everything right here. If y'all can see my table here, I got everything right here. I got all the handouts. Got all the proof, okay? So Antipater was Herod's father. You read about him in the Bible, right? Bible's a true book, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bible's a true book. That's all historical facts that took place.
Right.
That cannot be refuted.
Right.
I'm going to show you how it can't be refuted. Put the camera on me for a second. Can you do that, or how does that work?
Yes, sir. You're on now.
Okay. Can they see me? All right. This is the New Strong's Compact Bible Concordance. This is one of the things that Bishop Nathaniel told us we must have when we came into this truth. Okay? One of the things. All praises. So I'm just going to go straight to the thing. Talk about the seat. Talk about how this Bible is a true book. Talk about how the scholars, the powers that be, and a lot of Edomites, okay, at the high levels know who the true Israelites are.
Right.
Hence, everything that we're seeing going on in the earth today. Make no mistake about it. These jabs are to eliminate us. They've been doing it throughout history,
right,
trying to destroy the children of Israel.
Right.
Okay? I'm telling y'all, man, I've been mentioning that the mask, everything, that's all indicative, man, of slavery, of scriptures, of prophecy. Okay? So now, Lucifer. Y'all see it, right? So I want to make sure that y'all.
Yes, sir.
Right, you see it's highlighted?
Highlighted.
Highlighted. I don't know if they can see that on the camera. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just want to be sure because I know I didn't have time to take a picture of it and post it up, but. It says Lucifer, right? Isaiah 14 and 12. Title applied to king of Babylon. Mm. Does it say title applied to the devil, to Satan?
No, sir.
Not the Satan, not the devil, although he's their god, the Edomite's god. But it says title applied to king of Babylon. What does the Bible call Babylon? What is America according to the Bible? Let me phrase it that way.
Babylon the Great.
Babylon the Great.
Land of confusion.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what is Isaiah 14 talking about? Hold on. Let's get that. I'm digressing a little bit. I didn't want to go too far in it, but the Spirit is moving me. I got to go there. I got to go there. I want somebody to read it.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 14 and verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer,
mm-hmm,
son of the morning.
So they want us to believe throughout our lives that that's talking about Satan. Mm-hmm. We just read what the scholars know in the Strong's Compact Bible. And what is this all about? See, now we got to go to one. Now we got to do the whole Isaiah 14 now. Mm-hmm. Now we got to do it.
Bring
we got to do it, right? Because I can't have anybody confused. Because right now, there's somebody right now saying that I'm speaking blasphemies. Or is going to say that after they see this. Okay, well. Bible says, prove all things, we will prove all things.
So
that,
that's Eric, what brings it from being a fairy. To the mic.
Yes, sir. That's what brings it from being a fairy tale to reality.
Right, because our people, a lot of us, because of slavery,
right,
in particular, right, and lack of faith that we tried to get from our pastors, quote unquote, and
right,
couldn't get it.
Right.
All right, well, now the prophets are back on earth, and you're going to get it.
Right.
If you're the elect, you're going to get it.
Thus saith the Lord.
Like the scripture says, thus saith the Lord, whether you will hear, whether you forbear.
That's right.
Okay? I'm speaking to general audience. You get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. I can't do anything else. Your blood ain't on my hands. Go ahead. 14 and 1.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 14 and verse 1. For the Lord will have mercy on Jacob.
Will have mercy on everyone.
The Lord will have mercy on Jacob.
And Romans 9 says the same thing in the New Testament. In case y'all saying, oh, but that's the Old Testament. That changed when Christ came. No. Paul, who y'all love to try to go ahead and quote, who have no understanding of because... As it is, his writings are hard, according to Peter.
Right.
Right? You have no business with this Bible, first and foremost, Esau. Okay? Let alone trying to break Paul's scriptures down. Are you kidding me? Mm. We just read Psalms 50, man. Y'all hate his instruction. So why are you trying to preach some Paul? Don't be touching Paul, man. Hey, right. Paul was fierce, man. Don't be touching no Paul. You got no business touching Paul.
The hell is this?
Go ahead.
And will yet choose Israel.
And will yet choose everybody.
And will yet choose Israel.
Choose Israel, the nation of Israel. It's all over the Bible. The name Israel is written 2,847 times in the Bible.
Bring it up.
My Bible's 1,000 pages long. That means 2.8 times to 3 times per page.
That's
if you
right.
bring it down, it mentions Israel. And you still believing that God's for everybody? It's hard to believe. I get it. This book is our book. It's your history book, you blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans. Wake up. It's high time, man. Too many things are going on the earth right now, man. Don't play. Don't play. You go and keep listening to your pastors. That's your destruction. That being said, y'all do your own research. Don't just take my word for it or any of our words. Do your own research. I implore you. I guarantee you it's going to lead you back. If you're one of the elect, it's going to lead you back to the truth. Okay, no two ways about it. Go ahead.
and will yet choose Israel.
Uh-huh.
And set them in their own land.
In their own land. What is our own land according to Galatians 4:26? Jerusalem.
That's right.
Which is above and free and the mother of us all. Not Africa. Like I was taught growing up, okay, and a lot of you so-called African, ironically, African-Americans,
right?
Okay, that's all part of deceit. That's not your motherland. It's Jerusalem, all right? That's the land that the Most High God gave to us. It was formerly, it was called Salem before that, okay? Go ahead.
And the strangers shall be joined with them.
And the strangers shall be joined with them. The strangers are the other nations, but that don't mean you're getting salvation. Go ahead.
And they shall cleave to the house of Jacob.
Because they know. They even know today, spiritually, there's something different about these people.
That's right.
That's why they have us in the Olympics. That's why they have us in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because out of all the nations, ain't nobody topping us in nothing, man.
Nothing.
That's proof. Even the weakest of our Israelite brothers is more powerful. Think about that for a moment, man.
That's
just
heavy.
The mere fact that your God's chosen makes you more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Just the mere fact that Psalms 82 says ye are gods,
right,
makes us more powerful. It don't say that about any other nation, because that's David speaking there.
That's right.
The Most High speaking through David in the spirit and speaking to us when we read it. So don't make no mistake about it, black Hispanic man. You strong, man. You powerful.
Right.
Make no mistake about that, indigenous man. And yes, you and black Hispanic and indigenous women, yes, y'all pillars for the men.
That's right.
Y'all play very important roles. Y'all just play different roles from what Esau, the oppressor, says y'all play nowadays. Ain't no 50-50. Right. Y'all are support.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
I found the same one you have about King of Babylon, Lucifer.
Okay.
Let's see here. Put the glasses on.
Uh-huh. Okay, what's it say there? Uh-huh. Lucifer, a shining one, morning star, Lucifer, of the King of Babylon and Satan. Actually, Satan is their king. Right, so that's not right. Describing the King of Babylon. Okay? They know. And what is it quoting? Isaiah 14 and 12, which we just read. We're going to read again. All right? The Bible's a true book, man. This, and how many thousands and thousands of years this was written? The book of Isaiah was written thousands of years, way before Christ.
Right.
And he was already prophesying and about that there was that Lucifer was the king, was going to be the king one day, a man, the Edomite man. Go ahead.
Verse 2. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place.
That people's talking about us, the Israelites. Okay, this is talking about when Christ returns. Go ahead.
And the house of Israel shall possess them.
Possess means the same way they possess us. Possess means they're going into captivity.
Right.
You're going to be my possession.
Right.
Just like the woman's the possession of the man according to the scriptures, the other nations are going to be our possession. Okay? Just like it says Isaiah 29, surely you're turning your things upside down, right?
Right.
Things are upside down right now. We were always supposed to be rulers.
That's right.
From the time of the Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord.
Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem, not the crap that's over there now, that they just went ahead and I just read something on the article. It just came to my head, man. They had stopped blood transfusions from homosexuals, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple things, people start. They're releasing that again. The mere fact that you allow homosexuality in the Holy Land, quote unquote,
the hell is this?
Is a problem.
That's right.
The mere fact that you allow gay parades in the quote unquote Holy Land, that ain't holy right now.
Right,
yes, sir.
It ain't holy right now. Matter of fact, give me Luke 21. You know what I want? The Gentiles trotting down. All right, come on, let's go there again. I brought this out on Wednesday. You got to keep bringing this out, man. You got to listen. The Bible's a true book.
That's right.
They are there right now. They're leasing the land right now. Most High allowed them to lease it because of our iniquities. But let's see what's going to happen to the time of the Gentiles.
21 and
14?
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong.
24.
The book of St. Luke, chapter 21 and verse 24.
Bring it out.
And they shall fall by the edge of the sword.
Meaning us, we were going to fall by the end of, at the edge of the sword in Rome. Okay, and as a nation, go ahead.
And shall be led away captive into all nations.
And we were scattered, as it says in Deuteronomy 28:64. right? Scattered throughout all nations. Go ahead.
And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles.
It's going to be trodden down, meaning it will be taken over from the Gentiles. They are Gentiles. They are Gentiles. They are Gentiles. Those fake, evil bastards. And you know what? Yeah, I call them bastards. The scripture calls them bastards of Ashdod.
Right.
All
right?
That word's in the Bible. If y'all get offended with the Lord.
Mm.
He put it in there. Okay, go ahead.
Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
They're just there for a time, for a season. And we've seen that unravel right now. That's what I'm saying. Don't play around, you brothers and sisters. Stop it. You better take this thing serious and start repenting seriously.
Right, that's right.
All
right,
is that it on that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so their time is coming to an end soon. All praises to the Most High, Selah. Go back. Go ahead.
And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids.
For servants and handmaids. Go ahead.
And they shall take them captives whose captives they were.
Do you need to know? I could stop right there. I could stop right there. Whose captives were we? All the nations, but predominantly the worst captivity that no nation had, like ourselves, has ever gone through was under the hands of the Edomites, the Caucasian man and woman.
Right.
Okay? It gets better. Go ahead.
And they shall rule over their oppressors.
And we're going back to our rightful place of rulership. That's what Isaiah 14 is talking about. You're going to see how it ties in with Lucifer here. This is a headbanger. This one in Romans 9 are my two. I mean, the whole Bible is my favorite scripture.
Right. Yes, sir.
But these two right here, man, because it's plain.
Clean cut.
It's plain. Again, we may not have time to go over it today, but the precept for this whole chapter is the whole chapter of Romans 9. So he covered, because he knew there was going to be gainsayers in the last days, the Most High did. And they were going to only believe the New Testament. Okay, well, he got you. I've mentioned this numerous times. We've always mentioned this. New Testament wasn't written until like around 70 years approximately after Christ died. So what was Christ teaching?
Right.
The Old Testament.
Right.
And he was teaching that he was going to be the New Testament,
new
covenant for us to get it right. It's very simple. There's nothing hard about it.
No.
You know why it's hard? Because number one, if it stays hard to you, even if you're Black, Hispanic, Native American, or Israelite, you ain't chosen.
Right.
Many are called, but few are chosen. That's the proof.
That's right.
You're being called right now. If you want to be hard-headed and stiff-necked and don't get it, you ain't chosen.
Right.
I don't know what you're telling. I'm just going by what the scripture says. I'm not saying you're not chosen specifically. Who am I?
Right.
I'm a man right now. Most High determines all that.
Right.
But according to the scriptures, it says many are called, a few are chosen.
That's right.
But that's my proof. I say that strongly.
Right.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I lie not. Okay. Go ahead.
And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest.
The rest is the kingdom. Rest is the kingdom. And it shall come to pass when we are in the kingdom. Go ahead. Rest from what?
From thy sorrow.
From our sorrow, because we're suffering right now.
Mm.
And it's the Most High has turned up the heat, all right, by putting the spirit on Esau to come out with all this craziness that we're seeing right now. Mm-hmm. But guess what else is happening? Babylon the Great, which is America according to the Bible, is being revealed.
Right.
It's being weakened.
Mm-hmm.
Deacon Adon has been bringing this out. This is the age of decadence. Think about this. Every major empire was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all think America's really going to last forever? If the Bible is a true book, which it is, it says from Genesis to Revelation that we were always going to be ruled.
Right.
We just had to get ourselves right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing now, man. Mm-hmm. We're gathering ourselves together, O nation not desired.
That's right.
Rehearsing righteous acts.
Plug for the Northern Kingdom album coming out soon. That's one of the verses in there. All right. So we are a nation not desired. Do you know that they're saying, they won't announce this on the news,
mm-mm,
that the largest race, you know, they categorize us by race. We know there's only 18 nations. The largest race that does not want to take the jab are the Blacks and Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
Is that by accident?
No.
Why do they even have to report that? Why is that so important? I thought their goal was to hit a certain amount percentage, and I thought they hit their goal.
Seem like they would all
that
want.
Goes to show you and prove even more so that this is about us. I've told you, life is about you, Black, Hispanic, and Indigenous man and woman.
That's right.
That's
make
right.
No mistake about it. It always was, but we were bamboozled.
because of our sin, first and foremost, to believe otherwise. I don't know how much more powerful I can make it for y'all. Everything that's happening is about us. All the other stuff is just distractions. There's always an underlying reason for an action. What is the underlying reason? The Bible tells you what's the underlying reason. They're in rulership. They're trying to prevent us according to, they're trying to prevent Bible prophecy. But it ain't going to happen. You want to know why? Give me Isaiah 46 and 10. I know that. I bring these out a lot. I don't care. I love them. You don't got to go deep in scripture. I ain't the prophecy guy. That's not me. I'm the scripture guy that's going to save you from being killed in everlasting damnation.
Right.
And condemnation, according to Daniel 12. Okay, go ahead.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 46, and verse 10.
Uh-huh.
Declaring the end from the beginning.
The Most High God declared the end from the beginning. What was the beginning? Genesis means the beginning. From Genesis, he already set up the way everything was going to end up in Revelation. Go ahead.
And from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
In ancient time, because he is the Ancient of Days, he's older than time, he already knew that the things were going to happen that ain't even done yet. We ain't seen nothing yet. Go ahead.
Saying, my counsel shall stand.
His counsel, the Bible, everything from Genesis to Revelation will stand. He said we were going to go into captivity. If we disobeyed his law, statutes, and commandments when we were taken out of Egypt, you doggone right we did. Okay? Everything that has he said has come to pass and will come to pass.
Bring it out.
Go ahead.
And I will do all my pleasure.
And he's going to do his pleasure because our thoughts, according to Isaiah 55, are not his.
Right.
Stop trying to go ahead and match wits with the Most High. You kidding me? He created you, and you trying to fight him.
Come on, man.
He created you. You trying to fight something that created you. That's like you trying to go against your parents. You were created through the Spirit of the Most High God, through your father's seed, and you being disrespectful with your doggone parents. I don't mean to say doggone, but I'm just angry right now because I can't believe the years of stuff that I've seen in my previous career and even to this day. How children treat their parents.
Right.
It's freaking sickening and disgusting, man.
Especially nowadays.
And you know what? Yeah, I wasn't the best child. I get it. But I always had respect for my elders and my parents. And I cleaned my, and when I got older, I realized. And I repented from that. I still want to stay in your wicked ways. We spoke about this the last time you were on the show, man.
Yes, sir.
You can't even fight with somebody nowadays. Not that we sure with our brother, right? But you can't because it ain't going to be a clean fight.
You're going to get shot.
You're going to get shot. I was thinking that on the way over here. I'm like, damn, man, you just put things pop in your mind. You know, you're meditating. I still what you want to go over in the class. And I'm like, man, it was nothing to go throw hands with somebody.
Right.
And win, lose, or draw, that was it. But you didn't have to worry about anybody jumping in or you getting stabbed. It wasn't like that.
And usually had respect and became friends.
And that was it. And it was usually, it was most of the time, it was just stupid stuff. It wasn't even nothing serious, right? It was kid stuff.
And that was us being lawless.
And that was right. It's bad. Things are bad. This world is terrible.
Man.
This world is terrible. All right, go ahead. Go back and read.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 14 and verse 2.
I'm going to try to get into that tree real quick. I just want to, we got 15 minutes, man, 13 minutes.
And the people shall take them and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord for servants and handmaids.
Go ahead.
And they shall take them captives whose captives they were. And they shall rule over their oppressors.
And we shall, how much clearer does that need to be?
It's black and white.
We're oppressed right now, but there's going to come a time here where we're going back to our rightful place of rulership and rule over those that oppressed us. Are you
That's
kidding
right.
me?
Mm-hmm.
If they're the true people in Israel, why ain't they ruling over their oppressors?
That's right.
Power right now, but no.
What oppressors?
What oppressors? There's a reason why the other nations call them little Satan and America big Satan. Go ahead.
And it shall come to pass in the day that the Lord shall give thee rest from thy sorrow and from thy fear and from the hard bondage.
Hard bondage, slavery. Go ahead.
Wherein thou wast made to serve.
We was made to serve because of our iniquity. Number one, first and foremost, let's not forget that. And we were made to serve from our captives.
Right.
That's right.
And Esau took it to another level. Go ahead.
That thou shalt take up this proverb against
this,
the king
proverb
of Babylon.
Is a true statement. Proverb means a true statement that thou shalt take up this true statement, this proverb against who?
the king of Babylon.
The king of Babylon, the king of America, the ruling powers of America.
Lucifer.
Lucifer. I'm going to get into that. The Chaldeans, the spiritual Chaldeans. Go ahead.
And say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased.
We're seeing that now.
Mm-hmm.
The other nations of NATO are like, what the heck did America just do in Afghanistan? What? They didn't even know about it. Some reports are saying that they were going to pull out these troops. They're dumbfounded, the other nations. And now they're left taking their people out. They're like, what the hell is this? I posted the video. Well, yeah, I don't know. I posted it on the officer's thing, but I posted a video about that. No, I think I posted it on everybody's.
What was the video?
With the guy who was 4 minute long from RT.
Yeah.
I posted that, right?
You're talking about when he was doing a speech?
No. The guy was talking about how NATO NATO is not happy with
him. You want that video
again, Cap? Huh?
You want that video again?
How long is it?
Let me see. Let me check.
I think it's 4 minutes. Yeah, go ahead. Put it up. Put it up, man. Put it up. Damn. You got no time, man. It's the power hour, man. It's all right, man. Lord willing, life lasts. Lord willing, the Lord has grace and mercy on me. I live longer. I'll be here bringing this out, man. I'm going gangbusters on this.
Bring it out, Cap.
This one? Go back to that one. This one?
Nah, it's a dude talking. I put it on the officers group.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I put it on the officers telegram.
Why did they pull out?
I didn't share that with the soldiers because that moment when I had it, I didn't feel they were in the spirit to digest that yet. But spirit was putting me on me to put it out now. Dad, you're putting our whole government up there, what we talk about on the telegram, bro. Come on, B. Really, bro? Come on.
Cap, why did they pull out of Afghanistan?
I don't know.
I was just curious. I wondered.
I don't know. Well, here's the real question. Why were they there in the first place? Because they're Esau.
For the opium.
And the whores that sits on many waters. All right, but it was for at the end of the day, it was for the heroin.
For the drugs. Yes,
right. And they're going to push back where?
Here.
On our streets.
It's called the opioid epidemic.
Right. It was from RT, man. I put it on the, it's on our telegram, it's in the power hour. There you go. Listen, man, listen. Title, Betrayed by America, Poor Old NATO. Go ahead.
Betrayed, abandoned, left to fend for themselves, forced to face up to their own weakness. No, not the poor people of Afghanistan.
Stop for a second. Let's not lose the thought of verse 4. Read it again so they can say, go ahead.
Verse 4. That thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon.
All right, America, go ahead.
And say, how hath the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased.
How did they cease? Listen to the video.
And left to fend for themselves, forced to face up to their own weakness. No, not the poor people of Afghanistan. America's NATO allies. They've all been left humiliated by Washington's sudden decision to drop Afghanistan in the deep doo-doo after 2 decades. Hell, Britain's defense secretary even started welling up.
It's a really deep part of regret for me. Some people won't get back. Some people won't get back.
The U.S.
Stop. He looked angry to me. His people have been betrayed. Mm. That's the British. He said the British prime minister, right? Something like that?
Yeah.
Part of NATO, right?
Yes, sir.
Allies with America, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Didn't even have time to get all his own people out. Had to send some troops back. U.S. General Mark Milley kind of admitted they had to ask the Taliban to help them get Americans safely away.
Through the State Department, the Taliban are facilitating the safe passage to the airport for American citizens.
A bit embarrassing. Not as embarrassing as it was.
Stop. Weren't they fighting the Taliban?
Right.
You're asking the same people you were fighting, please.
Let us through.
Let us through. Yo. The world is upside down, man. Surely it's a land of confusion. Babylon means confusion. Mm-hmm. Babylon means land of confusion.
Right.
Babel means confusion.
Mm-hmm. Lon means land.
Okay? This is the land of confusion. Nothing makes sense anymore but this Bible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
That's right.
Because us that have been awoke to the truth, we've seen prophecy unfold right before our very eyes.
Sir.
The Most High is a mastermind. All praises to the Most High God, man.
Praise.
Right.
And all praises to those of you that have chosen decided, again, the Most High chooses you, but that have decided to repent, to start on the road to repentance, man, because mm-hmm. you're living in wonderful times right now. Mm-hmm. I look at this as all praises.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to be in the spirit.
Right.
Go ahead.
Putin's NATO allies, though, the rumors are they weren't even consulted on the timeline and what consultations did happen.
Didn't I just say that?
Duly ignored.
The rumors yep. are that the other NATO wasn't even consulted on this. How did this nation, this golden cup, cease? Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Consultations did happen, were duly ignored.
Wait. Go back. They need to hear that again. Go back a little bit.
Were Washington's NATO allies, though. The rumors are they weren't even consulted on the timeline, and what consultations did happen were duly ignored.
We have seen the consequences of a difficult decision made by 30 allies together.
That's the NATO General Secretary there, the least powerful job in the world, bending the truth a little bit.
Because even if all
the NATO members did agree there was a need to come out of Afghanistan, literally none of the others wanted to leave in the dead of night and leave the current disaster behind. More to the point, they wanted the US to stay behind because without America, the other 29 members are about as useful as an Afghan army regiment taking on the Taliban in a Toyota.
Stop. He's just said a mouthful. Everyone that is useless, like he said, are the ones that took the mark.
Right.
The sin, the philosophies, the doctrines.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all better recognize, man. Y'all better recognize what we're living in, man.
Right.
They ain't nothing without the King of Babylon, right. Lucifer. Go ahead.
I.e., not very useful. What really must sting is that after 4 years of Trump truth bombs about how useless NATO minus America actually is, Joe Biden came into office saying stuff like this.
But our alliance is a strong foundation on which we can, our collective security and our shared prosperity can continue to be built.
But he didn't mean it, because Uncle Joe made his allies look more pointless than ever at the first opportunity. Former UK PM Theresa May was left to ask.
Did we just feel that we had to follow the United States and hope that on a wing and a prayer, it would be all right on the night?
Yes, that.
These nations are angry, man.
Right.
These nations are angry. Give me that in Revelation. You know what I want? I hope y'all got it, man. Hope y'all in the spirit. Y'all know or don't y'all know?
We at Revelation.
We're going to start at... one that says they're going to turn against him. Got 1,001 scriptures going on my head. You know where's that, producer? Revelation.
Yeah, we're looking for the one that says they shall hate her, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Shall hate the whore.
17:16.
Yep, there you go.
Right there.
There you go.
Of Revelation, chapter 17 and verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the 10 horns, which thou sawest.
Which is NATO. Okay, the EU, the European Union. Go ahead.
Which thou sawest upon the beast.
Uh-huh. They were upon the beast, right? They're the ones that are useless, right? They were upon the beast because the beast carried them on their back. That's basically what that's representing. Go ahead.
These shall hate the whore.
They shall hate the whore. Go ahead.
And shall make her desolate.
And shall do what?
And make her desolate.
Uh-huh.
And naked. And shall eat her flesh.
Where we at?
Verse 16 still.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire.
Burn her with fire. The other nations are angry, man.
Mm.
Sir.
Little did we know that this incident could potentially be the catalyst for the destruction of Babylon. Potentially. Right?
Right.
I'm just going by what the scripture says.
That's right.
Potentially. Go ahead, finish the video. We're going to close out.
That's exactly what happened.
The West could not continue.
Watch the people in the back.
This U.S.-led mission. A mission conceived and executed in support and defense of America, without American logistics, without U.S. air power.
Yo, you hear the people in the back, they're angry, man.
American might.
They're like, yo, stop talking SH, man. Go ahead.
Say out loud. In fact, German Chancellor Angela Merkel backed up Boris by saying, we are basically dependent on the decisions of the U.S. government.
Woo! Babylon the Great. We are dependent on the decisions of America.
Mm.
Babylon the Great.
Go ahead.
Lurching right to win an election. The thing he's most worried about is stopping Afghan refugees heading his way.
We need to ensure that we are protected from a large-scale influx that can have detrimental effects.
So ordinary Afghans left on their own again. There has been some talk about trying to control the Taliban using the West's weapon of choice, sanctions. You know what, though? I doubt it's going to work. Here's why.
Well, a Taliban takeover in Afghanistan represents challenges for China, but also opportunities. And Beijing has been laying the groundwork for some time for these, quote unquote, friendly relations that they hope to establish with the group.
Oh, yes. China's coming. It's bought its checkbook and left its ideology at home. So, NATO undermined, US power exposed, China ready to step in. Good job, everyone. In times like these, I think it's always worth giving a good old shout out to some old school cynical self-preservation. On the one hand, there's this.
Afghanistan's ex-president Ashraf Ghani reportedly fled the country on Sunday with four cars and a helicopter stacked with cash.
He's denied that, by the way. But my congratulations go to the German forces, whose priorities are well in order. They may have left behind a load of their local support staff, but they did find time to take home, yep, 60,000 cans of beer and more than 300 bottles of wine.
The hell is this?
With that, brothers and sisters, we will continue on the next Power Hour.
Right.
All right. Enjoy the Sabbath. We say shalom.
Shalom.
In the spirit, Captain.
In spirit.
Bro, I wasn't even going to go today.
There's some crazy shit going on
right now, man. That's heavy.
It is, man. I didn't know that they had left Americans there, too.
Bro, they're still trying to get them out.
Right. Right. I just found that out. I told
you they hate themselves, bro.
Right.
In Afghanistan?
Mm-hmm. Like 15,000.
They got no contingent. They got no plan how to get them out of there.
And they're asking the Taliban if they could. Man, they should shoot every one of them before they get their weaknesses being exposed. Most High is exposing. Again, they were vessel fit for destruction.
Right.
Most High is letting the world know that they ain't.
Right.
That they ain't
Remember?
Shit.